entering the danger. The tension in the room had begun to mount as Catherine watched Martin type away at the other end of the table. No one really thought she would say anything, but they didn't know Catherine very well. "Excuse me, Martin." Martin finished typing and then looked up to acknowledge his boss. "Are you working on something?" Catherine's question was sincere, without even a hint of sarcasm. The room froze, waiting anxiously for the answer to the question they'd been wanting to ask for the past 2 years. Martin seemed as though he wasn't going to respond at all, then said, "I'm taking notes, actually," and continued typing. Catherine remained calm and continued to speak in a measured tone. "I think this is a good time to talk about ground rules for the offsite and for our meetings going forward." Martin looked up from his computer, and Catherine continued, directing her comments to the entire group. "I don't have a lot of rules when it comes to meetings, but there are a few that I'm a stickler about." Everyone waited for her to begin. "Basically, I want you all to do two things: be present and participate. That means everyone needs to be fully engaged in whatever we're talking about." Even Martin knew when to pull back a little. He asked a question, but in a slightly conciliatory tone that the group was not accustomed to hearing from their chief scientist.
"And what about when the conversation is not relevant to everyone? Sometimes it seems that we talk about issues that would best be handled offline, one-on-one."
"That's a good point." Catherine was reeling Martin in now. "If there is ever a time when that happens, when we think that we're wasting the group's time by dealing with issues that should be dealt with outside the meeting, then everyone here should feel free to speak up." Martin seemed pleased that she had agreed with him. Catherine went on, "But for everything else, I want everyone fully engaged, and while I understand that some people prefer to use a computer rather than a notebook, like you, Martin, I found that it's just too distracting. It's easy to imagine the person sitting there checking email or working on something else." Mikey decided to come to Martin's aid, something he didn't want or need. "Catherine, with all due respect, you haven't worked within the high-tech culture, and this is pretty common in software companies. I mean, maybe not in the automotive world, but..." Catherine interrupted politely. "Actually, this is very common in the automotive world. I had the same issue there. It's more of a behavioral issue than a technological one." Jeff nodded and smiled as if to say, "Good answer." And with that, Martin closed his laptop and put it in his computer case. More than one of the staff members looked at Catherine as if she had just talked a bank robber into handing over his gun. If only the rest of the day would be so easy. Getting naked. Catherine knew that she was about to begin a deceptively critical part of the session, one that would give her clues as to how things might unfold during the months ahead. It was no accident that it was the first real exercise on the agenda. "Before we get into any heavy lifting, let's start with something that I call personal histories." Catherine explained that everyone would answer 5 non-intrusive personal questions having to do with their backgrounds, and she ended her instructions with a humorous caveat that even Martin seemed to appreciate. "Remember, I want to hear about your life as a child, but I'm not interested in your inner child." One by one, the decision tech executives answered the questions: hometown, number of kids in the family, interesting childhood hobbies, biggest challenge growing up, first job. Almost to a person, every set of answers contained a gem or two that few, if any, of the other executives knew. Carlos was the oldest of 9 kids. Mikey studied ballet at the Juilliard School in New York. Jeff had been a bat boy for the Boston Red Sox. Martin spent much of his childhood in India. JR has an identical twin brother. Jan was a military brat. During the discussion, Nick even discovered that he had played basketball in high school against the team coached by Catherine's husband. As for Catherine, her staff seemed most surprised and impressed not by her military training or automotive experience, but by the fact that she had been an All-American volleyball player in college. It was really quite amazing. After just 45 minutes of extremely mild personal disclosure, the team seemed tighter and more at ease with each other than at any time during the past year. But Catherine had been through this enough to know that the euphoria would diminish as soon as the conversation shifted to work.